Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Saying what you're thinking. Mark Reardon.
All right, we're getting closer to Friday here, and that means a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here, Jeff Rainford, former chief of staff for Mayor Slay back in the day, and Gene Evans all on the panel. We got a regular Friday stuff, Paul Hall with entertainment, Mr. Cusimano with some sports. Michelle Tafoya is going to join us tomorrow night, and my friend Gary Stromberg, who has been with us before. Gary was behind a really cool Rolling Stones podcast that we featured last year. He's got another one about the Rumble in the Jungle that he was the producer for all the music for that in, what was it, 1974. So really fascinating stories. There's a great story. I had Gary share this the last time he was on the air of what happened on this plane that was taking off, and James Brown like almost pulled a knife on somebody. It's a crazy, it's a crazy story. It's like my favorite Gary Stromberg story. Oh, and Gary was a big, you know, PR agent in Hollywood in the late 60s, early 70s, represented the Stones and big acts. So he's a player, and he's going to be with us tomorrow night. Right now, a player in the world of politics, Bruce Abramson, back with us. He is currently the admissions director at the New College of Florida. He's a fellow at the Coalition for America, has written about some great things as well, like American Spirit or Great Awakening. Bruce, how are you? And welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Great. Thank you very much, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
First reaction here. We're going to talk about some of the broader themes in a second, but reaction to the cabinet appointments. There's no doubt that President Trump is trying to shake up Washington even more than he did in 2016, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's really coming in with a bang this time. I'm thrilled with some of them. I'm somewhat less thrilled with others.
Right.
But, you know, as I keep reminding people on Twitter, you can't win an election with a faction. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are coalitions of factions, and I'm really thrilled with the coalition that President Trump brought together this time. I'm very pleased that he brought in former Democrats like RFK and Tulsi Gabbard. And I've been saying for years, what I really want is a coalition that isolates the woke. And the truth is that the factions other than mine are going to win some, and so I will learn to deal with that.
You know, Bruce,
and I think everybody really needs to keep that in mind.
You wrote, and you know, your feelings, we've talked about this before. There's a lot of folks that are regular guests that are fully on the, if you want to call it, the Trump train right now, that we're not on that train, certainly in the aftermath of 2020. And you even said in your more recent column, by early 21, my focus was entirely on restoring the Republic. That, in my opinion, required someone capable of structural reform, the sort of nitty-gritty control of personnel and details that Trump had lacked in office. I believe that there were far more capable of that work, and thus that Trump would be the wrong man. I think a lot of us, Bruce, felt that way. But then we turned around. You explained it pretty well here why you feel that he was the only guy, really, that could be right for this job right now.
Yeah, it really had to be Trump. I mean, first of all, yes, I was critical of what was going on with personnel throughout the entire first Trump administration, and I believe that that's what killed him in 2020. I think that people who worked for him, who didn't believe that they worked for him, took over COVID and made a disaster of that. They made it impossible for him to address the race riots in the summer, and they let the Democrats screw up the election. So I think the personnel problems really did doom him, and I'm pleased to see that at least he seems to be doing better on that front. I hope he manages to do it, not just with the headliners, but all the way down.
So for you, what would the priorities
what really
be?
Really happened.
Yeah. Go ahead. Complete your thought. But my question was going to be then, for you moving forward, what would your priorities be? But close the loop. I'm sorry, Bruce.
Well, look, my priority was changing the structure of government. The whole regulatory state that's developed really over the past 100 years needs to be gutted and restructured. And people forget, by the way, bureaucracy, which we all love to curse out, started as a reform movement, because before there were professional bureaucrats, jobs were for sale. And, they went to my cousin and the highest bidder instead of a professional class.
Right.
So bureaucracy was meant to reform that. But now we need to reform it. And I wouldn't, by the way, advocate sending it back to the highest bidder or my cousin. But that had been my highest priority. But that shifted when I saw what was going on, what happened throughout the Biden administration, and then really accelerated, during the last year. I mean, the attacks on Trump as the focal point and anyone they associated with Trump were just outrageous. The fact that you had Trump supporters like Steve Bannon doing jail time, the horrible, horrible mistreatment of people who really did nothing worse on January 6th than trespassing. I mean, they should have been given a $25 ticket and told not to do it again.
Well, and I agree. Look, that's one of those issues that kind of gets lost, because it sounds like you're defending what happened on January 6th. And I've been a critic of that. But you're right about that. The inequitable treatment of some of these folks. Look, we have people who have raped and, assaulted and unfortunately even, took a girl out and she lost her legs here in St. Louis, who have less time than some of the January 6th defendants that didn't do a whole lot. I'm fine with throwing the book at the ones that did damage, were violent or whatever. But that's not what they did with all those prosecutions.
No, it's not. And the resources that were spent on that were just way out of proportion to anything. It's inequitable. Quite frankly, the race riots until the summer were much more damaging, and they harmed many more people. The difference is there is one way in which January 6th really did stand out, and that is that it personally inconvenienced very important people.
Yeah.
Guy who runs a laundromat in Kenosha doesn't matter. Members of Congress matter. So January 6th was personally inconvenienced to many very important people, and that's a mistake. And if you think that that's a basis for differential treatment, as the Biden administration clearly does, then, what went on was just way out of whack. And the demonization of Donald Trump. I mean, we get it. You don't like the guy. He's the other political party. He's supposed to have policies you don't like. The guy who got it right, not surprisingly, was John Fetterman. Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Marco
You're right.
Rubio was named.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marco Rubio was named as the Secretary of State. And Fetterman says, when the other side wins, they're going to appoint people I disagree with. But I know Rubio, he's a good guy, and I look forward to supporting him.
Yeah, Fetterman, okay. Man, talk about a guy that saw the writing on the wall in Pennsylvania, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be on the ball, and the Democratic Party needs him, because it's not just Joe Manchin who retired. Manchin was kind of due to retire, but they lost Kyrsten Sinema. And she was another one who was willing to think for herself. Tulsi Gabbard thought for herself, and she got bounced from the party and put on a terror watch list.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Look, Fetterman, you're right, though. Fetterman's going to play a pretty important role, because he seemingly is one of the few left that has some common sense on that side. Bruce, thank you so much for jumping on here in St. Louis. As always, I really appreciate it.
Great.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care. That's Bruce Abramson, who writes about politics all the time, and I find him on Real Clear or Substack.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.